A phone scam targets Haines residents on Monday, and Skagway's new state representative prepares for the legislative session. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Quick note at the beginning of our newscast, portions of the Klondike Highway were closed Monday evening due to icy conditions. You can check the status of the road by going to alaska.511.gov. There's also a link to that site on our KHNS News Facebook page. The Haynesboro Assembly is holding a special meeting Tuesday evening to discuss the Alaska Ferry System. With the proposed changes from the governor for the Alaska Class Ferry Project, Mayor Stephanie Scott suggested the Assembly forward questions and concerns to the House Transportation Committee in the Alaska Legislature. The committee is set to meet on January 22nd, so the Assembly on Tuesday will review a set of questions and comments Mayor Scott suggests sending to the House Committee. That meeting takes place at 6:30 in Assembly Chambers. Immediately before the special assembly meeting, the Commerce Committee is meeting at 5:30 to discuss a draft study about the decline of sockeye salmon in the Chilkat and Chilkoot Lakes. The borough commissioned the study late last year with environmental consulting agency Golder Associates. The draft report will be discussed by the Commerce Committee and the Lynn Canal Gillnetters Association before it's finalized. And on Wednesday evening, Skagway will host a public meet and greet with the three candidates for the Skagway Municipal Manager position. The time has been changed to 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The three candidates will be interviewed individually that afternoon. Picked from a pool of about 30 applicants, the hiring committee selected three finalists to travel to Skagway for in-person interviews this week. Robin Bennett is a former town manager for New England communities in Maine and Vermont. Rich Honbaum is a former city manager of Kotzebue, Whittier, and Cordova, and Dave Richards is a current manager of Fort Yukon and former manager of Hoonah. Interim manager Tom Healy is staying on with Skagway until February 15th to help with the transition of the new manager. Haines police are warning residents of a phone scam making the rounds. Police received reports of at least three elderly residents being targeted on Monday by the scam. In the scam, a caller says they are the person's grandchild. They lay out an elaborate story, saying while attending a wedding out of town, they had some champagne, got into a car accident, and broke their nose, which makes their voice unrecognizable. They claim that after the car accident, they were taken to jail and they need money. They also claim they were in the car accident with a politician's son, and their grandparent, or call recipient, needs to keep the conversation secret. To add credibility, they give the recipient the name and number of an attorney who is also involved in the scam, and they seem to have other personal information about the recipient as well. Police Chief Gary Lowe said it's difficult to investigate phone scams since most of them originate overseas, but it was unusual Monday, he said, to get so many reports of the same scam targeting Haines residents on the same day. The FBI says the so-called grandparent scam has been around in some form or another for several years, and some seniors have lost thousands of dollars to the scam. In high school basketball this weekend, Haines Glacier Bears had a rough start to the season, while Skagway Panthers came out on top at a weekend tournament. The Haines teams fell to Craig both at home and on the Panthers' home court. The girls hosted Craig at Haines over the weekend. On Friday, the score was tied going into the fourth period, but then the Panthers broke away, scoring 17 points in the fourth. The game ended with the Panthers over the Glacier Bears 42-36. On Saturday, the Glacier Bears led most of the game, but Panthers tied it up in the fourth again. Craig eked out a one-point win in overtime, ending with a score of 35-34. Riley Erickson racked up the most points for the Glacier Bear girls, with a total of 12 each game. Kaylee Swinton, Celia Bauer, and Alicia Young also tallied double-digit scores in the series. The Glacier Bear boys fell to the Craig Panthers by wider margins in their series, with a score of 52-36 on Friday and 56-43 on Saturday. High scorers for the Glacier Bears were Tyler Swinton with 27 points for the series and Kai Sato-Franks with 21. The Glacier Bears next face Metlakatla, with the boys traveling and the girls hosting on the 18th and 19th. In Skagway, the Panthers made a strong showing at the Don Hather tournament over the weekend. Skagway won all three of their games against Whitehorse teams with scores of 42-31 over Vanier, 38-37 over Porter Creek, and 54-44 over Fort Collins. Two Panther players also earned top honors at the tournament. Zach Wassman earned all tournament honors, and Eric Cochran was named MVP of the tournament. The Skagway Panthers take to the court again on Monday and Tuesday night when they host Klowalk. While most of a third of their colleagues in the Alaska House are new faces, Juneau Representatives Beth Krutula and Kathy Munoz return for their 15th and 5th sessions, respectively. Krutula remains a House Democrat minority leader, while Munoz, a Republican, now has a seat on the House Finance Committee. Due to redistricting, Krutula's District 32 expanded beyond downtown Juneau and Douglas Island to include Skagway, Petersburg, Gustavus, and Tenneke Springs. Munoz District 31 stayed largely the same, but both legislators say the loss of representation for Southeast as a whole means the region's lawmakers will have to work harder in the 28th Alaska Legislature. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Representative Kathy Munoz is enjoying the view from her new office on the fourth floor of the Alaska State Capitol building.
We're in a corner unit, so we have views out toward the channel and also the back of the building. We're also very close to the Finance Committee. You know, I can get up and down very quickly, which I like.
Munoz expects to spend a lot of time this session in the House Finance Committee meeting room on the building's fifth floor. She received a seat on the panel after former Haines representative Bill Thomas lost his reelection bid last fall. Thomas had been co-chair of the committee, and Munoz says it was important to have some Southeast Alaska representation. She'll chair two subcommittees overseeing budgets for the University of Alaska and the Department of Environmental Conservation.
With the university budget, I'm particularly interested in programs that are offered here in Juneau and offering support and help and trying to strengthen those programs. With the DEC budget, we're looking at ongoing efforts, marine cleanup efforts, as well as concerns over the tsunami cleanup and how that affects the operating budget.
With its demanding schedule, Finance Committee members do not serve on any other committees. Munoz also says she won't be as active in introducing legislation this year. Down the hall from Munoz, Representative Beth Krutula is back in the familiar confines of the Minority Leader's office. She's served in that role since 2007. House Democrats lost one seat in the last election and another this weekend when Representative Lindsey Holmes defected to the Republican Party. Their ranks now include four freshmen, but Krutula is heartened by the new energy the group brings to Juneau.
They're all very talented, very community-oriented, and I'm really excited at getting to work with them.
For the past 2 years, House Democrats have teamed up with the Senate's bipartisan majority to kill Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax cuts. The old Senate working group is gone, replaced by a Republican-led majority that on paper looks more favorable to the governor's proposals. Krutula says House Democrats will continue to stand up for the current ACES tax system.
We have a tremendous resource. We have a lot of new investment on the slope. But we're still, in so many ways, a frontier state. And the thing we have to remember is not let ourselves be taken like a frontier.
Munoz, on the other hand, has supported the governor's oil tax plan. But like Krutula, she's waiting to see what the administration proposes this year.
There is a broad recognition, though, that the progressivity features of the tax policy need to be reworked. And so I expect a bill will focus on trying to make that a more equitable taxing system.
Krutula says House Democrats will also continue to push for more education funding. That includes pre-kindergarten and after-school programs, as well as forward funding K through 12 education.
Having this roller coaster for schools where we wait to tell them when they're getting and how much they're getting for their funding and then having teachers live through this, it's just not right. It needs to be a stabilized funding mechanism.
Krutula says she's glad to have other Southeast Alaska communities included in her new district. She says she's always supported the region's other lawmakers, so it's not too much extra work. During a visit to Petersburg last fall, she toured the community's aging police station and says she'll work to see that it gets replaced.
I was a criminal lawyer at one point in my life, and I know how important it is to have good working conditions for policemen and investigators, and that police station has just really got to be changed.
Skagway Mayor Stan Selmer says the community was disappointed to lose Bill Thomas as a legislator, but thinks Curtula and Juneau Senator Dennis Egan will represent the community just fine.
I think we have gained a very strong team with Senator Egan, Representative Curtula, and Kathy Munoz, Representative Munoz.
As far as Juneau projects go, both Munoz and Curtula say the delegation will continue working on the State Library, Archives, and Museums, or SLAM project. Governor Parnell included $20 million for it in his proposed capital budget, even though $50 million is needed to complete the funding. Munoz believes there's room to increase the amount included in the governor's budget.
I don't think we'll get the full $50 million this year, but, you know, I'm going to work hard to see that we get close to our goal of finalizing that project.
Parnell's budget also includes funding for renovations at the Department of Fish and Game Building in Douglas and the State Office Building parking garage. As for a new state office building, which has been on the capital city's wish list for several years, Munoz and Curtula say they'll continue pushing the idea, but don't expect anything to happen this year. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Casey Kelly for help with this report, and thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.